Abaragadasha la baragados elegedosa. Efato gadele basa de agados. Let we worship you, Mande gadala brarosa. Ele koragadana gabela setala baragada yagadosa. Gelo pregados. He's gone ahead of us, Eka baragadosa. Making mountains more hills, Ekulabosa. Leveling out the mountains, filling up the valleys. Making things straight, making a way where there seems to be no way. He's here in the midst of us, the refiner's fire, the holy fire. God in the midst of us is might. Ebaragada shandelebosa toyagadosa. Father, we extol you. Presence of the Holy Ghost is strong here. The river of life is strong here. Diverse kinds of baptisms. The baptism of the Spirit, the baptism of fire. A new day in your walk with God. A new day in your walk with God. An unprecedented move of the Spirit. Revelation knowledge. The counsel giver is here. Healing streams for bodies, for souls, for spirits. Revival on your prayer altar. A walk with God that is deeper than what you've ever experienced. It's a new day. Rabba shandele boso prariandele boso karalaba. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. 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 Heru superianda labo. Glory to God. Glory to the Most High God. Exalted in the heavenly place. Glory to God. Glory to God. Heru kuriyanda labo. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a reason for the prophecy banners. It is to ensure that you dive in early enough. Because you see, when there is a revival move of the Spirit of God, there's no reason for you to miss a moment in what the Lord is doing, because eternity is right here with us. The highest agenda in the Father's heart is to turn all men to Christ, for Christ to be glorified, for all eyes to see Him, and for those who belong to the body to burn like holy flames, to be caught up in that fire till it's a wildfire overtaking the cities of the earth. Amen. So all through the meeting, if at any time you're saying, what am I here for? What's the desire in my heart? What's my expectation? What is the Lord doing? How can I dive in? Make sure you're going around looking at the prophecy banners. These are the counsels that came out from the throne room because of weeks of intense intercession, standing with the Father in a place of prayer to uncover what is in His heart and His agenda, so that it's not just another meeting, but it is a day of the Lord on the earth, and the day of the Lord is here. We looked forward to this day for many, many weeks, and here we are. The day of the Lord is here. The glory of the Lord is revealed. Christ is exalted. There are baptisms of the Spirit and of fire. There's a revival of your altar. It's a coronation day. It's an ordination day. A revival of your walk with the Lord to burn with a prayer passion and a prayer mantle that you've never carried before. There's no telling what is going to happen to you today. There's no telling how significant the move of the Holy Spirit is going to lift the burdens, destroy the yokes, and bring you into encounters. Encounters of encounters of encounters. In the name of Jesus, I want your heart to be open. I want desire to well up in you. I want you to be hungry for what God has reserved for you. I tell you what, it takes the help of the Holy Spirit to walk with the Lord. It takes the assistance of the Holy Spirit to succeed at being a believer. And that's why you're here. Your destiny is about to receive an impartation that will change everything about your life. I'm telling you, I've been at meetings like this, and it broke open a river of God in my spirit, man. Amen. So if you're tired, you're struggling with an addiction, you want dominion over sin, you're ready for much more in God, you want your prayer, devotion to take the next level, you want to receive an impartation of spiritual courage to do the will of God, you want, you know, clarity about the next phase of your life, you want the Lord to heal you, to bring healing streams to things that are broken in the past, whatever you're here for, the precious Holy Spirit is here for you. Is here for you. He's here for you. In the name of Jesus. So don't forget to go around to just read the prophecies that the Lord has brought forth from his throne room and to receive your portion. That's how we receive our portion. You stand before the word and you say, this is my reality because it's in my Father's heart to do and I'm ready for it. So I encourage you to be intense. A woman who is 10 centimeters dilated does not care about anything but to birth that season, to birth that child. So be intense. Let your gaze be on the Lord Jesus. Be reckless in worship. Be reckless in abandon. You are not here to be seen. You are here to be seen only by Eoroi, your God who sees you. Amen. So from worship to flows to healing streams to the baptism of the Spirit to diverse kinds of repentance and propitiation to the intercessions of Jesus and the Spirit to the Word, every kind of revival breaking out here is for you, and you take your portion in Jesus' name. So set your gaze like a flint, knowing that you will not be confounded in the name of Jesus. Oh Father, we turn this meeting over to you. We ask you to do what you alone can do. We ask you, oh God, to take over. Take over. We're walking in obedience, and that is dominion and authority. We're walking in holiness, and that is authority and dominion. Father, we are acting according to the word you sent. And so we are taking the stead of Jesus this hour. Whatever you've asked us to do, Father, is what we have done. Whatever we've seen our Father do is what we are replicating. Let your glory fill this temple. Let our destinies be imparted by eternal life. Let a burden for souls rest upon our hearts. Let a mantle and a passion to pray come over us. Let the pursuit of the Spirit overtake us as the highest longing in our lives. Let diverse kinds of prayers and supplications be made here. Let worship be accepted. Let intercession be lifted. Precious Holy Spirit of a living God, flow through like a fountain. Flow through like an ocean. Burn through like a fire. Run through like a wind. Do what you alone can do. Restore my generation to yourself. Let us hear loudly what our Father's heard in whispers. This is the day of the Lord revealed in the midst of men. And we hear you. We see you. We experience you. Let every minstrel be carried on the wings of the Spirit. Let your praise be revealed in the name of Jesus. Ah, Father, we bless you. All glory to God. All glory to God. My darling sister and friend, Emisio Wolabi, it's so good to have you. God bless your seed sown and increase your righteous harvest. In the name of Jesus, my very precious, beloved sister, Fikayo Adeyinka, it's so, so good to have you. God bless your seed sown. In the name of Jesus, and my very darling sister, Pastor Bukola Ikane, please celebrate her. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you for standing with me and for standing to witness the day of the Lord in the midst of the land. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God.